Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, B Brothers Publishing. Oscar and Edgar Barreto are two brothers with a passion for writing role-playing games, as well as short novels. They have dozens of stories for sale on their website for only £2 or $2.50 American. If you're still not sure, you can download a free 7-page sample. Their stories are dystopian and have fantastic illustrations to go along with them. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have Caitlin, and she says that she wants you to pay her like a man. I say okay as long as she works like a man, but we all know she probably won't. Besides, women in their 20s today are paid more than men in that age range on average. So does that mean we need to reduce her salary to pay her like a man? The only reason women keep perpetuating this victim narrative is because there are plenty of simps and male feminists out there that fall for it. Imagine putting this on a dating site as your profile. She must really want to stay single. Up next are Tucker Carlson and Trump laughing as they call Kamala Harris's stepdaughter Smelly at Page. If Harris gets elected, this is what America is going to look like for 4 years. Also, what's up with those awful doodle tattoos? Nothing says stable more than ballpoint prison tattoos. But I don't think there's anything to make fun of with here. After all, she's a model. Isn't she gorgeous? Number three, what do you do when a woman finishes off a bottle of wine and then gives you this look? I think you need to be scared if she's horny and ready to release her inhibitions. If she sleeps with you while drunk but wouldn't have done it while she was sober, you're going to have a false allegation incoming. Just don't do it. It's a hangover that lasts a lifetime. Never interact with women that are drunk or that have been drinking. Moving on, this father of 23 kids only has sex at night because he thought that his sperm were like humans and that they needed to sleep at night. I'm now dumber for reading this. Maybe after 3 or 4 kids, he should have realized that his theory wasn't working out. Congrats to this guy, though. He is single-handedly making idiocracy a reality. I can hear him telling something to a cop like this: "No, officer, I only drink at stoplights and stop signs. Drinking and driving is illegal, sir." Number five, it looks like wokeness is a new religion, and it's fitting that it's mostly white Karens that are worshipping it. Wokeness probably first reared its ugly head during the Middle Ages, but wokesters back then were just burned at the stake before they could take it mainstream. If only more people knew the biblical reference of worshipping a calf of gold. The only thing we need to do is add Kamala to this. Up next in Sweden, stand 1 in 4 Swedish women will be raped in their lifetimes as sexual assaults rise 500%. It now has the second highest number of rapes in the world after South Africa. I hope women are enjoying the cultural enrichment that they voted for. Women used to make up this 1 in 4 statistic of sexual assaults in college campuses to make the problem seem bigger than it was. But now the migrants are doing it and they don't actually make a stink about it. Talk about being irrational. Number 7, here's what lonely fools girls do when the IRS tells them to show proof of income. They photocopy their cooches. If I work for the IRS, I'd gladly take on these types of cases and do a hands-on audit, if you know what I mean. She's either faxing her batch to the government, or she got fired and she's faxing it to everyone in her company, as well as the companies that do business with them. Moving on, we now live in a world where it's socially acceptable for a grown man to dress up as a woman. But your kids can't pretend to be Indians for Halloween, because that's just too damn problematic. I don't know about you, but I pretended to be an Indian after I've had a little bit too much fire water. I'm still waiting for the answer as to why it's offensive to go blackface, but not offensive to go womanface. Number 9, the next time you see and hear Kamala Harris laughing, note it's most likely a defense mechanism for questions she can't answer. Also probably that she's drunk every time she goes out in public, after having 3 martinis for lunch. Although there's another possibility. She's laughing so you don't know if she's dumb or if she's just nervous. It gives her plausible deniability. Up next is the paradox of modern women in 2024. They only pursue the top tier men because being with a looks match is beneath their dignity. Yet they end up complaining about the top guys with abundant options not taking their low tier selves seriously for relationships. They want all the top 5% of men for themselves. If they don't get him, then at the very least they're willing to share him with other women. Number 11, when she pulls down her pantaloons and you realize that you've made a huge mistake, especially if it's already got another man's mayo on it. Some women are so bad that they look like a sloppy Arby's roast beef sandwich. But they don't want you to know what they look like down there until you fall in love with them. Moving on, this fast food worker survived a boomstick shot to the face by these two sisters who complained that their $3 hamburger was missing from their order. They value a man's life at $3 while their hunger is worth a lot more. There is no way this happened in Wisconsin over a hamburger and not a cheeseburger. Number 13, do women really think that men want to talk to 5+ ladies at the same time? Talking to one woman is annoying enough, let alone spinning that many plates. Plus, the chads don't have to talk to all those women. They can ignore them and then just sleep with them. Women project their own behaviors onto men. They talk to multiple men and then put them in the friend zone. And so they think that we want to do the same to them. We don't. Up next, in case you haven't heard, England wants to arrest Americans for saying mean things on X. Americans can tell them to buzz off because they have no power, because of the First Amendment. I just hope this doesn't come to Canada before Trudeau gets thrown out of office in the next year or so. Here's what many Americans are doing after reading how the British want to charge and extradite them for offensive speech online. Number 15, Brie Larson's and Tatiana Maslany's cameos were pulled out of Deadpool 3 by Ryan Reynolds. Good. It's like Ryan Reynolds is a real-life Hollywood Thanos, erasing the woke actresses from the Marvel movie world. I haven't seen people this excited for a film in years as they are for Deadpool and Wolverine. Plus, all the Captain Marvel projects have also been canceled. Brie Larson was ungrateful for the role, and she gets what she deserves. Moving on, the next time a woman tells you that companies pay women less than men, that's when you ask them why they don't just hire women instead of men, in order to save tons of money. Are we somehow to believe that greedy capitalists who only care about profits will suddenly stop caring about profits and pay men more than women because of some patriarchal conspiracy? In reality, women do less work than men do, and therefore women are paid more for the amount of work that they do. Number 17, this elderly man was arrested for shooting down a Walmart drone during a delivery. He told the police he saw it over his house and thought it was watching him. He's a based boomer and probably thought enough of this technology shite. I thought that delivery drones were just a myth, and I didn't realize that companies were already using them. Apparently, it's a federal crime to shoot down a drone, and the punishment is several years in prison. Up next, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are getting divorced. Again. Hey, maybe the third time's the charm. But seriously, he's been looking miserable around for the last few years, so this is definitely a win for him. If Ben Affleck can't keep a woman happy, then what hope do many guys have keeping their wives happy? That's why you need to go your own way. The truth is that in 50 years, no one will remember these celebrities or care about them. Number 19, the World Economic Forum says that a pound of grasshoppers is 3 times more nutritious versus a pound of beef. But what they forgot to tell you is that it has a hormone called phytoestrogen, which shrinks the balls of male humans, whereas beef does not. So that's probably why they want us to eat that, because it destroys male fertility. I've always said if they just covered grasshoppers in chocolate, more people would actually eat them. I don't know why they don't do it. Moving on, Amaranth asked people what they prefer, her or Mr. Beans. And Mr. Beans got 76% of the votes. That's hilarious. Guys would rather be with that cat that just woke up instead of being with her. I'm glad to hear more men are walking away from women like this. Number 21, Richard Cooper says that if you were raised by a single mom, it may not be that your father didn't want anything to do with you. It's possible that the mom is the toxic one that lied about your father. So guys need to reach out to hear his side of the story. Women are notorious at turning their kids against their fathers. Divorced women will always badmouth the dad to the children. Women weaponize them against the father. Up next, here are Mickey Rourke and Axl Rose, and they look like an old lesbian couple from Portland. They also probably drive a Subaru SUV. I just wonder which color. For the moment, I thought to myself that the one on the right is Kathy Bates. Look at these two guys, boys and girls, because this is what you end up looking like when you sell your soul. Either that or when you put a lot of wrong substances into your body. Number 23, Jennifer says that video games are unattractive because they hijack the male desire for competition and direct it towards something fruitless and lazy. Here's another feminist shaming men away from video games because women aren't getting as much male attention anymore, so they're shaming us not to play them. That's why feminists are wrecking the video game industry. They hate the competition. Moving on, what the hell has happened to Madonna? Madonna looks like grandma. She's 66 years old, vaxxed, full of collagen and Botox, and is probably light on endocrine right now. Not to mention she's also into Kabbalah and the dark arts. She's more like 666 years old. Looks like Madonna is also finally finishing up her final form as an Italian grandma. No matter how much work she gets done to her face, she still ends up looking like the Crypt Keeper. Number 25 and the last one, the World Health Organization, has always had the agenda to take men's individualism, the nuclear family, traditionalism, and religion away, in order to achieve a world government. This guy was a Canadian psychiatrist. No wonder Canada is so much further along in its destruction than any other Western country. To bring about a one-world government, Woodrow Wilson used to say that you need to make sons as least like their fathers as possible. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.